the community. And joining us is Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Now, did you? I was going to say, did you expect us to be? Did you expect to be on the radio this morning?
No, I did not.
Okay, I just want. She probably would have had a restless sleep if she's thinking, "Well, I got. What am I going to talk about? What's going to happen on here?" As well. But what are some of the things that people are come to Martino's for?
People come to Martino's for casual dining. We serve breakfast all day. We serve Italian, Mexican, Polish, German, and American specialties. We're open every day from 7 till 8:30 p.m.
So you have all sorts of type of things. How does any of this international thing affect your breakfast? Or do you just have good old American breakfast, if there is such a such a thing?
We have many breakfast items. People come for croissant, for sandwiches, for omelets. Our omelets are a 4-egg omelet. They're served with shredded home fries, any type of toast. Today is Wednesday. The morning special today will be $2 off any omelet.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at the French breakfast croissant,
mm-hmm.
the Mexican breakfast burrito, and the international breakfast sandwich. So that even applies for that, and a lot of different things you can have for the omelets. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, too.
You mentioned yesterday on the air you love sauerkraut. Anything on the menu with sauerkraut? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to dive a little deeper into that.
Perhaps there is. There's a lot of different things here.
We have a lot of homemade soups that people come for. Whether you're dining in or to go, you could grab a cup, a bowl, a quart for yourself or a loved one. We have chicken dumpling, French onion, and chili served every day. We also have a soup of the day, which includes a daily special. We may have potato, Italian wedding, wonton, clam chowder, seafood bisque, or cream of mushroom.
Bruce, we do have homemade German sauerkraut balls.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand with those?
Good. Those are okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't eat them for a meal. That would be sort of ridiculous for that.
How about deep-fried pickle spears? You're a big pickle guy.
Now you're talking as well.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
We're good.
I understand there's also catering that takes place.
There is catering, yes. We have a banquet room. It holds 10 to 60 people. There is no charge for the room as long as you're eating a meal. It's great for family celebrations, class reunions, graduations. Any club or organization is welcome to use the room.
And I also see you have a treasure chest here. Now, it says here, one toy per kid. I'm sure that might be a flexible rule. I mean, I don't think they're going to really, you know, snatch a separate one, another rubber duck from a kid from that. My question, though, is, do they pick that up on the way into the restaurant or on the way out?
Usually it is on the way out, but if the kid seems a little restless, we do encourage them to please go over and pick a toy out of the toy box.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That way they know they can come here, behave, sit politely at the table, eat mm-hmm. all their food and vegetables, and then maybe pick up a toy here as well.
You also have a drive-through window.
We do. We do a lot of carry-out. Jim has done a great job building his business with that carry-out.
It's kind of a different setup, I would think, for something like that.
It
is.
To
be able to handle that, you know. But it allows people who want to be convenient to come in, pick it up, and get on their way and go.
Yes.
You also have a liquor license here?
We do.
So we were talking about the French Bellini.
Yes.
Bruce can have
for Bellini.
Peach Bellini.
Yes. He told me I could have a peach Bellini for breakfast. And at first I thought, is this some kind of sort of like a peach, you know, like a food, and then everything. Okay, he explained all that as well.
Yes, we do have a pub. We also offer a lot of draft beers that we have on hand, Guinness, Bass Pale Ale. We have seasonal Great Lakes and Samuel Adams, Stella. The very popular IPAs are Bell's Two Hearted and Rheingast Truth, and we also have Labatt's.
So what's your day like here? What are you responsible for?
I'm a server at the restaurant.
Okay.
I work mornings from 8 till about 2:30. I'm here every day. Serve your food, welcome you into the restaurant.
Okay.
Do you see a lot of the same people here week to week, day to day?
I do see a lot of the same people. They do come in over and over again.
Well, this becomes their favorite spot.
It is. We also just have a lot of new people just traveling. They've heard of the restaurant, and they come for the day and spend a day in Vermilion.
Yeah. Now, is that going to start picking up now?
Now that summer's
summer
here.
Summer season,
yes.
You're getting a lot more people coming through with their boats and other
yes,
things
we
like
do.
That.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So you probably hear a lot of big fish stories probably from
yes.
some people along the way. Well, Lisa, we appreciate you having us here, hosting
Thank
us
you.
As well. And thanks for bringing over the water with a little lemon for us this morning. We will talk with more folks here as we spotlight Vermilion. Lots of things going on. In fact, coming up on the other side of our 7:30 news, we will talk with Vermilion Mayor Jim Forthover to see what is new in the community. This is AM 930 WEOL. Let's check your money now.